Yes, we have theater. Boy, do we have theater. As soon as July 4th is out of the way, then it is summer and it is time for summer theater. About half an hour we'll spend time with Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater, but right now it is Spokane Valley Summer Theater with a production of an extraordinary work of art, Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods. Yvonne Johnson, good morning,
Good morning, Vern.
And I'm guessing, I'm going to put words in your mouth, and then I hope you'll disagree or something. But it's certainly, from an artistic point of view, absolutely the show to do as a real wonderful centerpiece. But there's probably some questions of the depth, the difficulty, the whole concept of Into the Woods. Talk about the daring, I would say daring project of putting it on.
I think there certainly is, and we're fortunate to have an extraordinary cast and the crew, the musicians for this.
I'm going to interrupt you right there because when you say you're going to do In the Woods, then they line up to audition, don't they?
They do. We had about 120 audition for this show, so that was a record for us for this season, and talent came in from all over the region. So I think it definitely, when you produce a Sondheim and definitely Into the Woods, it brings people in from all over that are looking to play these iconic roles.
Yeah. And so now we've kind of gotten that out of the way that it's a challenge. Talk about the delights, the deep reason, the things that Into the Woods delivers.
I think for Into the Woods, when you look at, again, the various themes of what Sondheim has created for us, as we've delved into rehearsals, I don't think we can go deep enough. We continue to explore and to find new things all the time. When we look at Act One, we're looking at these characters that are all trying to achieve their wishes. And then, of course, as we go into Act Two, it's what happens after they've achieved their wish. And in Ever After.
Well, let's get a little taste of it. And what we've glossed over is the basic construction of Into the Woods of paraphrases of fairy tales. Talk about that just a little bit.
I think with the fairy tale characters themselves, so the first number we're going to hear from, it's Giants in the Sky, which is sung by Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk. And that's sung by Kyle Adams. Kyle actually just recently also won an Emmy Award for some of his work that he did at Central Valley High School. And when we look at his number in particular, when we look at Jack's journey and what he wants to achieve, for him, he's trying to get his dear Milky White back. And as we go into the Giants in the Sky, he goes up to get the magic beans.
Well, let's go right there right now via our studio.
There are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible giants in the sky. When you're way up high and you look below at the world you've left and the things you know, little more than a glance is enough to show you just how small you are. When you're way up high and you're on your own in a world like none that you've ever known, where the sky is lead and the earth is stone, you're free to do whatever pleases you, exploring things you never dare, cause you don't care when suddenly there's a big, tall, terrible giant at the door. Big, tall, terrible lady giant sweeping the floor. And she gives you food and she gives you rest. And she draws you close to her giant breast. And you know things now that you never knew before. Not to the sky. Only just when you made a friend and all, you know she's big but you don't feel small. Someone bigger than her comes along the hall to swallow you for lunch. And your heart is lead and your stomach's stone and you're really scared being all alone. And it's then that you long for the things you've known, the world you've left and the loyalty you own. The fun is done. You steal what you can and run. And you scramble down and you look below and the world you know begins to grow. The roof, the house and your mother at the door. the roof, the house in the world you never thought to explore. And you think of all of the things you've seen, and you wish that you could live in between. And you're back again, only different than before. After the sky, there are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible, awesome, scary, wonderful giants in the sky.
From Into the Woods, Sondheim's musical Giants in the Sky, sung by Kyle Adams as Jack of Beanstalk fame, and joined by music director David Brewster as pianist. On the, one of those, sets it up pretty obviously, Yvonne, of a fairy tale idea. Jack, move somewhere there, and we'll talk to you in just a second. Well, we'll bring you into this conversation of the fact that it is the fairy tales that we discovered as children, but then there are all these other depths and things like that. Jack, move to that microphone, this microphone here. And so either one of you talk about the deeper story just behind this Jack and the Beanstalk story. How's that fit for you?
I think as a child, you know, you learn the basics, like the general fairy tale, and then, I don't know, for me, once I got the role, I started, like, thinking, like, how would I feel if these things actually happened to me? And you kind of get that deeper understanding about what they really go through, and like these things become more real to you.
Yes. And back to Yvonne, we don't want to take away the audience member building their own conclusions, but talk a little bit more about the conclusions of how a fairy tale really resonates with all people, not just children.
I think, again, as we go back to the themes of the story, and as we hear in the lyrics towards the end and the finale, it's what's the moral of the story. And throughout this piece, we have first midnight, second midnight, last midnight, and we constantly are going back and reflecting on those different moralities that are in this show. When I look at Cinderella's journey, and I look at the arc of her character, but for each and every one of them, it's, I think, often what we perceive constantly with these characters. There's a certain way that we perceive them to be, and then there's the actual reality of who they are, and we get to see that. When you look at figureheads, for example, I think like Prince William, and Kate Middleton as well. I think we have a certain way that we perceive that they must be in life, and yet to only have a glimpse and to see what real life is like for them. And I think in these characters, we get an opportunity to see that. Mm-hmm. So again, in Act One, we see what we expect to see from people from the outside. And then in Act Two, it's what's really going on in their relationships on the inside.
Yeah. So back to you, Kyle, because you already expressed well how you, Kyle Adams, has learned from your role and from being Jack and the Beanstalk. How does Jack change in the course of the show? What does Jack learn?
Jack learns, I think Jack finds out, you know, that saying, ignorance is bliss. Throughout the show, I think he realizes that everything's more important than he used to think it was. And he starts valuing things he didn't have before. And also, I think Jack's relationship with his mother changes a lot, especially from the first act to the second act, because wealth changes people, but I think they stayed the same, and they kept their good values. But
right. Well, let's go to another fairy tale. We're going to give three examples in the course of this preview today. The Baker and the Baker's Wife. This is from, I'm not aware of how this fits into the fairy tale scenario.
Well, and for us on this, the Baker and the Baker's Wife are very central to the entire plot and through line to the story, and really are the storytellers for us in this journey about what they each want. And the baker and the baker's wife very much would love to have a child. And as we, again, revisit the themes, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing to do? What are your wishes? What do you want to have? What's it going to take to get them? And this next number leads into that for
Let's
them.
Do that. This is It Takes Two with Kelly McKinney-Cabe as the baker's wife and Michael Mazzotco as the baker.
You've changed. You're daring. You're different in the woods. More sure, more sharing. You're getting us through the woods.
I thought one was enough, it's not true. It takes two of us, you came through. Though the journey was rough, it was you. It takes two of us, it takes care. It takes patience and fear and despair to change. Though you swear to change, who can tell if you do? It takes two.
You've changed, you're thriving. There's something about the woods. Not just surviving, you're blossoming in the woods. At home, I'd fear we'd stay the same forever. And then out here, you're passionate, charming, considerate, clever.
It takes one to begin with, but once you've begun, it takes two of you, it's no fun. But what has to be done, you can do. When there's two of you, if I dare, it's because I'm becoming aware of us as a pair of us, each accepting a share of what's there.
We've changed.
We're strangers. I'm meeting you in the woods. Who minds what dangers? I know we'll get past the wounds. And once we're past, let's hope the changes last. Beyond woods, beyond witches and slippers and hoods. Just the two of us, beyond lies, safe at home with our beautiful prize. Just the few of us, it takes trust. It takes just a bit more and we're done. We won four, we had none, we got three. We need one, it takes two.
From Into the Woods, It Takes Two. Michael Mazzotco as the baker, Kelly McKinney-Cabe as the baker's wife. And the show, Spokane Valley Summer Theater, it opens this Friday, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. Then next, the following 2 weeks, it's Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. So that's through the 29th at Central Valley High School. A wonderful place to do stuff like that with everything you need. Actually, let's digress for just a moment and have Michael Mazzotco, who intimately knows the space, talk about putting on shows in the theater that was built so recently at Central Valley High School.
Well, I had the utmost privilege of helping to design the space, and we worked with three different engineers from across the United States, and it's just an amazing facility. It seats 579, it has full orchestra pit, fly space, and we've put in, with ticket sales through the high school productions, we've put in over $1 million of technology in the last 18 years. So we have a lot of bells and whistles, mm-hmm. which is a great joy.
Yeah, which, back to you, Yvonne, you kind of need all that stuff for a show like this, don't you?
We definitely need to have all of it, and we do. We have over 400 light cues for this production.
Well, yeah, lots of stuff. And then now back to the story. The Baker and the Baker's Wife, talk a little bit more about your relationship and how that fits in with the story.
Well, I think we go into the woods and we think what we know we want, what we think we know we want. And then when we get into the woods, the magic of the woods changes that. And when we come out of the woods, it's a more realistic wish when we come out of the woods.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Kelly?
Well, I think with she says something, if you know what you want, then you better to see what you have. See, I already can't remember. Yeah. Oh, no. Anyway, I think what it is for her is that they're missing something, and for them it's a child. And when they get the child, then the reality hits that it's maybe not exactly what you imagined. And then you want to experience new things. And the woods takes us to a place that we might not normally go, mm-hmm. and then I don't want to give away any of the story, and then you realize what you have might be the most important thing in your life, and that, anyway, that's
it. Sondheim's Into the Woods, and, well, one of the beauties of Sondheim, isn't it, is the complexity. You don't just see that show once in your life and say, I've seen it, and walk away, right?
No, I think it's a show that you can see numerous times, and you can be in it in different ways. Our young people, certainly as they get older, hopefully will go on to play the baker and the baker's wife mm-hmm. and the witch and all of that. So I think every time you see it, there's nuances that you pick up on. So I encourage everyone to come to Central Valley Performing Arts Center.
So how does Cinderella fit into this story?
Cinderella. She has quite the arc throughout this production. So, of course, at the beginning, it's what we expect with her stepmother and her stepsisters and how she's treated. And then she will receive the wonderful slipper from her prince and marry her prince. But that's what we're used to knowing, that the story ends and happily ever after. And again, I don't want to give away too many plot points on this, but the life becomes quite interesting again for Cinderella in the changes that occur for her because of the realities of marriage and of family and wealth and expectations of who she is to be when she becomes royalty.
Yeah. And so the steps of the palace, is that early on in this storyline of her journey?
It's a little further along for her as we move into her story on the steps of the palace.
Okay, well, let's hear it. In the studio is Jennifer Tindall as Cinderella and the steps of the palace.
He's a very smart prince. He's a prince who prepares. Knowing this time I'd run from him, he spread pitch on the stairs. I was caught unawares, and I thought, well, he cares. This is more than just malice. Better stop and take stock while you're standing here stuck on the steps of the palace. You think, what do you want? You think, make a decision. Why not stay and be caught? You think, well, it's a thought. What would be his response? But then what if he knew who you were, when you know that you're not what he thinks that he wants? And then what if you are what a prince would envision? Although how can you know who you are till you know what you want, which you don't? So then which do you pick? Well, you're safe out of sight and yourself, but where everything's wrong, or where everything's right and you know that you'll never belong. And whichever you pick, do it quick, 'cause you're starting to stick to the steps of the palace. It's your first big decision. The choice isn't easy to make. To arrive at a ball is exciting enough. know once you're there, though it's scary. And it's fun to deceive when you know you can leave, but you have to be wary. There's a lot that's at stake, but you've stalled long enough, cause you're still standing stuck in the stuff on the steps. Better run along home and avoid the collision. Even though they don't care, you'll be better off there, where there's nothing to choose, so there's nothing to lose. So you pry up your shoes. Then from out of the blue and without any guide, you know what your decision is, which is not to decide. You'll just leave him a clue. For example, a shoe. And then see what he'll do. Now it's he and not you who is stuck with a shoe in a stew, in the goo. And you've learned something too, something you never knew. On the steps of the palace!
Jennifer Tindall, on the steps of the palace as Cinderella, joined by the music director for this show, David Brewster, as pianist. And so let's spend a moment here with Jennifer about does every actress spend all her life waiting to be Cinderella?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. I think for me personally, I've been in love with princesses and Disney princesses my whole mm-hmm. life. And as an adult, though, she's such a strong female character that has also just been a dream come true to portray that part of her and the reality that she brings out of, especially what's happening in the world today with women and standing up for ourselves. And but the little girl part of me is still overjoyed that I get to play a princess.
Well, sure, but certainly in answering the other part, isn't that the great thing about art when it can lead you into your own realizations?
Yeah, she's definitely a role model, I think, for a lot of young women today. And she brings out this incredible story arc where she starts out as the Cinderella that we all know, the one that can't stand up for herself, and it's just always humble and so kind. And then she finds the prince and marries him, and then act two, she realizes that it's not quite what she expected, what she thought her fairy tale would be like, and she takes her life into her own hands finally and stands up for herself.
Great. Jennifer Tindall as Cinderella. David Brewster as music director. There's so much musical sophistication in Sondheim. What's kind of the challenges of putting this together in terms of an orchestra and the ensemble and the whole thing?
It's definitely the details in terms of where the challenge lies, because there are so many spots where things are similar, but in very minute quantities, they're different. And if you don't have a sensitivity for those very small details, it can go astray very quickly. So definitely being on top of that has been one of the chief challenges.
And talk about the orchestra and the pit.
Well, we have instruments from all the major families, so strings, winds, brass, percussion, and I think we're very fortunate to have that because it, even though we don't have the full instrumentation, we have all of those sounds represented, which is super important to get, for instance, the bass drum for the giant steps or the trumpets and horns where the princes enter and flutes for birds and things like that. Mm-hmm. So we have all those nice colors in the orchestra, and sometimes they almost lend a cartoonish aspect to the action on stage.
Nice. David Brewster, the music director of Into the Woods. Into the Woods, which opens this Friday, and runs Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday at 2, and then Thursday through Sunday the following 2 weeks, and so concluding on the 29th. What a treat to hear you all and to have this production in our area. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.